You've said that intelligent design is a religious metaphor and not a scientific theory. What do you mean?
Well, that was a sermon.
Yeah, I've been reading your sermons. Your sermons are great.
I'm not sure the congregation always feels that.
Nothing you've written has escaped me. Talk to me about that. I've heard plenty of debates about intelligent design. I've never heard that classification. It's a religious metaphor.
Well, no, let me tell you the history of that of that particular sermon. It was actually bought in an auction.
The sermon?
The sermon. Well, the right to ask me to preach on whatever the person wanted me to preach on. Once a year, we have a church auction. You know, what can poor I offer? But you know, if you want to contribute the money for the church, then I'll preach on whatever you want me to preach on. And it was either gay marriage or intelligent design, and I chose intelligent design on this occasion. I think what I was trying to do was to, and I don't know whether it's right or not, but I've been struggling with what the real confusion is here. And over evolution versus intelligent design, mm-hmm. what we should teach in our schools.
Okay.
And I think that it is a confusion to think of intelligent design as a theory. It is a way of speaking religiously about the complexity of the world. And, you know, you can see it doesn't actually have any of the hallmarks of a scientific theory at all. Mm-hmm. And I think it's absolutely scandalous that such a people who are supposedly concerned with the education of our children in biology cannot make the distinction. For example, what single experiment has anybody done on the basis of intelligent design? There isn't one.
Evolution, just to be clear, is a theory in your vocabulary.
A theory mm-hmm. in science is not judged by whether it's true or false. You know, it's judged by where it goes. You know, does it make sense of a large volume of data in a beautiful economical way, but also that leads you to understand new things about the world?
Okay.
Now, it may be there are some ways in which the doctrines of religious faith are theories in the same way. It's a good question about whether the Nicene Creed is the fundamental statement of the Christian theory.
Right.
But that would take a bit of unpacking.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just to sort of juxtapose intelligent design as an alternative to Darwinian theory is to confuse theory with post hoc explanation, really. Evolution cannot explain everything. My guess is intelligent design can.